This is Velvet, and this is episode 10 of August 15th, 2012. And today we're going to do something a little different. We're going to do an interview. And I'm getting interviewed along with my partner, Stuart, by Adam Foster, the producer of Out Loud Shows. We have some questions, or actually he has some questions, and he's going to fire away, and I know you all want to hear it.
Is Transistor with your host, Velvet Steel.
All right, you guys, are you ready for this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So we may as well start right from the beginning, Stuart. How you met Velvet, where you met, and just tell us a little bit about how it sort of unfolded.
Where I'm at. That's a secret.
Where you were at, not where you are at, where you were at. So how did you meet? Where were you and how were you sort of introduced?
How did we meet? Well, I was in Edmonton at the time working and went through a few relationships like everybody else does. And I was a single free man. So instead of going to the bars, I was in my late 20s. And I started looking elsewhere, hearing on websites and all these other fun places where to meet.
So why websites and stuff as opposed to, I mean, you're a young guy as opposed to just the usual bars and that
kind of thing. You go to a bar and like all of us, I think we go with the excitement of picking someone up. And in order to pick someone up, we have a few drinks and we have a few more. Liquid courage always helps. And at the end of the night, sometimes you go home or sometimes you go home with someone that you wake up the next morning and kind of say, what did I do? So I hear this and, you know, you start wondering where else you can go. Well, you can go to functions, sporting functions. You can go to dances, other things that are put on. I preferred to go on a website because I could go home at my leisure when I want. I didn't need to be having a beer unless I came home from work and said, hey, let's have a beer and look for who's out there.
So what kind of websites were you looking at?
I looked at a few. I looked at...
You're under oath, by the way.
Under oath. I got to tell the truth. No, I started actually with a variety. I went on, I can't remember what they were called. One was free one. It was called Plenty of Fish. Other one was some of those other ones out there. I can't remember it off the top of my head.
So these are standard dating websites we're talking about here. Nothing specific, nothing gender specific.
No eHarmony, actually. I signed up on something like that, and then I signed up on something a little more wild called Adult Friend Finder. Mm-hmm. It caters the same way, but it you can kind of, in your profile, you can kind of say sexually what you like. You can put on pictures of your body or whatever. So, you know, I thought I'd try them all out. Well, I found out that I liked the Adult Friend Finder more because people really put on there what they like besides, I like to go traveling, I like to go shopping. You really found out about the person. So I got on there and started having some fun getting to know people. And I started browsing.
When you say getting to know people?
I send them an email, like a
actually meeting people, going out, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I met, I think, four people and liked it so far, but I didn't find someone who really intrigued me, so I just kept up with the search.
And, now, these are all women?
Women, yeah. Right. Yeah, okay. That's right. And as I kept searching, you know, you're having fun and you're exploring, and I felt really good about it, so... You know, you start seeing on there, it would be like abbreviated T for man and transsexual for man or man for transsexual. So I was like, well, what's this about? So I was really having fun with it at that time, right? You know, and I'm like, well, let's check it out.
Had you had any curiosity up to that point about transsexuals or anything sort of off the beaten track?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean...
So this was something that interested you anyway, right?
Yeah,
so you naturally gravitated towards that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it interested me. I mean, lesbians interested me too. I mean, all of us guys, always our biggest fantasy is a threesome with two other women, right? And have them get it on too, right? So, yeah, all that stuff. Basically, I found out in my early 20s, people who were really open and really confident in themselves and had a good look. You know, it's being proud about who you are. And I did find that out at a young age. I do have to bring this up because it actually really opened my mind. When I was 15 or 16, I can't remember, we went out to my mom's old farmhouse to pick stones for her fish pond. And the old farmhouse was still standing, and I found a stack of Playboy magazines that was probably 4 feet tall. Whoa. And nice at that find. Age, I, yeah, I thought that was like the gold find. Jack I found Bob. The treasure. Mm-hmm. So
I was dealing with the Sears catalog, and you had Playboy.
I said, I was going finding rocks in hidden places, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going over here to find a rock. And I ran in the house and put a couple magazines in my pants and ran out and hid them under the truck.
But that was all heterosexual pornography, right?
Well, I don't know. It was like I flipped through it, and yeah, it was all heterosexual. And then when I got to the back, I remember there's all these other advertisements, right, in the pornography industry, right? So mm-hmm. seeing all these advertisements, transsexuals, dominatrix, women in really kinky lingerie, people getting tied up, spanked, all these things.
Did you find that more interesting than the rest of the content of the magazines, or were you?
Yeah, much more. Oh, like okay. I seen a naked, beautiful woman was a close second, but I found all these other things, and I started going in my head. I was like, that's kind of cool.
So going back to Adult Friend Finder, who contacted who? Who sent the initial message?
I sent her the initial message. So
okay, Velvet. You know, so when you uh-huh. received the message, what was your response, and sort of how did
when
you
know? I got the message?
Yes.
Well, I just according to
you're
him,
she turned me down.
Yeah,
twice.
I blew it off. Oh. I blew the first message off.
Why?
And I mean, but I don't even recall, and I don't even, like, he says that I blew it off, but I don't recall even doing that because, I mean, having a look at the picture that he actually sent, and I look back on it, it's just like, I would have responded pretty much right away because it's like, wow, look at that body, blah,
us
blah,
men
blah.
Have to tease a little bit.
You know, it looked really good and stuff like that, but so I don't recall blowing him off the first time around, but then the second time he sent me a message, and I pretty much responded right away and said, you know, what's going on?
Okay, I have to ask you, why were you on there? I mean, because I from what I know of you, I'm actually surprised that you were on there because, well, I mean, you seem to be very active in the community. I would guess you meet a lot of people. Why were you,
I am very active in the community. And one of the questions or the corrections that I need to do is it was actually alt.com, which is actually a subsidiary of Adult Friend Finder. And that's where he actually found me. And the reason I was on there, even though, I mean, the community in here in Vancouver, the community is still pretty small, and it's very backstabbing, very cutthroat and things like that. And I kind of want to look outside the backyard of the community that I was already a part of and the individuals that I already knew. So I wanted to see if there was somebody else out there that I was going to have fun, you know, just for mm-hmm. casual hookups and play and stuff like that. And, you know, I certainly met my fair share of people through there, and not always people that I get together, because, I mean, I remember meeting some of these people that they send you these hot pictures, the proverbial, ooh, yeah, they look so good, and you meet up with them. I mean, I remember one guy in particular that I was sitting at the cafe waiting for, and that's where I always set up my meetings. And he's tapping me on the shoulder, and I look up and like, who, what the fuck? You look nothing like your picture. This is so not going to work out, dude. So
Photoshop.
Big time. You know, here I'm looking this gut in the face, and then this, you know, greasy-haired individual who looked nothing like this, you know.
It's a rare experience. So you were on there to, were you looking for a partner? Were you looking for sex?
I was looking for sex and
well,
fun.
Well, define fun. Okay.
Yeah, right. You know, so sex and fun and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. I was looking for stuff outside of the realm of, you know, the paid situation, because doing professional domination for a number of years, I mean, you know, you end up providing stuff for individuals that may not be within your, how should I say, your preferences, right?
Stuart, were you on there for fun, or were you on there to find a significant other?
I was on there initially for fun, and I thought in the end, if it turns into something, that's great. But I started out, yeah, as fun, and I wanted to meet people. Stemming back from when I told you about the magazine, it really opened my mind at a young age, but I didn't act on it until when I met her, and that's
so
what...
had you ever been with a transsexual before you met
no
Velvet? Okay,
no.
And this was your first sort of exposure?
Yeah.
At that point?
Yep.
So this must have been quite the deal for you.
It was pretty overwhelming. I mean, I initially have a huge attraction to females, and what it stems from is actually how I met her. I thought she looked fabulous on the profile. Mm-hmm. And most of us are drawn first by visual. Mm-hmm. You look at the visual. If you like it, you do more. You read, you research. So mm-hmm. I looked at her and I didn't have enough guts the first time to send her a message, but I looked and then I was nervous and I looked again and I couldn't believe how beautiful she was as a woman. And then I read her profile. Shucks. And when I read her profile, I wanted to send a message, and it was just me being open.
But you obviously knew.
I actually didn't know what the differences were. I was just intrigued by her looks, and mm-hmm. she just sounded like such a cool person.
She's got a good look.
So at that point, like, as far as a transsexual, I didn't know all the meanings of it. At that point, I was just really open to people. I'm not attracted to men. But what was drawing me in was I just felt such a desire to meet open-minded people.
So how do you define your sexuality? Sorry, how do you define your sexuality then? In your mind,
it's in my mind. Yeah.
Are you bisexual? Are you
no
heterosexual?
Not bi, but it's like I don't know if there's. I don't even know. I haven't done even enough research on what I like. Like I find transsexuals very beautiful. I find like and when I read her profile, she educated me on post-op transsexuals, pre-op transsexuals, and all that stuff. I knew I wasn't really sexually interested in finding someone with a penis or like a cross-dresser. But I do, when they have a good look, I do appreciate it very much. But like as far as a really full-figured woman look goes, that's what I was into, and I was willing to meet her and see where things went, because sometimes...
So you were shopping for something without a penis, eh?
Yeah, initially, okay. But mm-hmm. I was drawn to her and I didn't know everything. I just looked at her pictures and I read her profile. I'm like, wow, you know?
So you met post-op though, right? You two met, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so everything was sorted at the point that you met. So, okay, so you
But I didn't know that at the time.
You didn't know what?
No, that she was post-op. Like, I didn't know the difference of the meaning.
So what was your thought?
I was nervous because I didn't know if she'd have a penis or a vagina. But at that point, I was so interested in her that I just had to find out more.
How long were you communicating back and forth before you actually met?
Probably a month and a half.
Yeah, about a month and a half.
Is this emails or on the site kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, it was on the site, and then it was emails a lot for probably the first week or two. And then we gave each other our phone numbers, and then it was phoning most of the time.
And where did you go for the first day?
I flew to Vancouver.
Well, where were you?
Oh, I was in Edmonton, Alberta.
Oh, okay, that's important.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so you actually flew... Oh, I see. Okay, that's even more interesting.
Yeah.
So you flew into Vancouver for the date.
For the date.
That's why you came here.
Yeah.
Wow, you are dedicated. So where did you go? What did you do?
Actually, I met her at Moxie's on Davie Street when she was still working at Pre-Op, the men's underwear store, and I hung out in there, and it was all exciting. It was for anyone, if I could go back and relive that experience, it was awesome. I'd do it over and over. But the only thing that happened to me was we all get the nervous jitters, right? I didn't get them before. I got them right when the plane was landed. That was like...
Were you having second thoughts? Or
yeah. From the topic she discussed earlier about meeting people, you know, you're saying who all these people are. You see these brilliant, beautiful pictures and you read this amazing profile. What if it's Photoshopped? What if this is just made up?
And that's a long way to go for a Photoshop.
I'm going, well, what if that happens?
You obviously met. You sort of laid eyes on each other. Velvet, what was your impression?
Well, I mean, I wasn't going into this with any expectations. I mean, you know, the only thing I was thinking is like, well, what if it doesn't work out and he's coming to stay here and stay at my house? Is he going to be able to get a hotel room? That was what was going through my head.
But so you arranged for him to stay at your house?
Well, we hadn't really discussed it. It was sort of like an unspoken thing that's what was going to be happening. But when he came into when I was working at the store, he came up behind me very eager. And, you know, there are certain key elements in my life that I remember when I meet people for the first time. And I remember the look on his face. He was seriously happy, grin from ear to ear, and the first things that I've noticed, like, you're a tall one, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah, I am. But you knew that. I hope that you knew that. And he was really cute and stuff. And I just said to him, go hang out next door. I'll be done in 45 minutes, but don't get too drunk. That was what I was. Because, you know, I mean, I was thinking to myself, too. This is like the first time jitters and drinking. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because I know myself, I need some liquid courage to sit with people sometimes for the first time. And, yeah. And I thought he was really, really cute. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to scream through the date here. So you went out. Mm-hmm. You had a few drinks. I have to assume he didn't go stay in a hotel.
No,
at that point, it was going pretty good.
It was quite a whirlwind that whole first day there, because we were going to see a friend of mine who was competing in a bodybuilding competition in New West. And the next thing I know, we end up, well, after a few drinks, one thing leads to another, back at the house, starting to go at it. And I'm like, oh, we got to stop. We got to be on the SkyTrain out to New West to go see the bodybuilding competition that's going on there. Whoa, okay. So,
and Stuart, you were thrilled?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Well, no, when she's talking about, you had to stop and go to New West and watch a bodybuilding competition.
No, not at that point, because this is about an hour and a half after we met, and I never thought this happened to me, like you see on the movies when people met and the lust and love, and it carries you into the bedroom within an hour and a half, and that's where we ended up.
Okay.
And then she told me we had to go to this bodybuilding contest. That's not good when a guy's right in his glory moment, right?
He's in denial.
So you went to the bodybuilding thing.
Yes.
You returned.
Yes.
So at this point in time, like for you, Stuart, this is very new for you.
Yes.
I mean, this whole thing.
100%.
You know, Velvet, obviously, you've this is not as new for you as it is for him. So how was that? Without sort of getting, you know, into like too graphic here, I suppose, but, you know, for you as a man, as a heterosexual man, how was that experience for you? And I'm talking about the sex here, of course.
Yeah, it was amazing. I couldn't tell a difference between all the genetic women I've been with in my past and her. And I remember, you know, like you said, this is all new. I still had a few thoughts when she was taking off her clothes. Oh. What's she going to be like down there? You know, like, I wasn't nervous that I would close the door on her, but, you know, it's like...
Were you preoccupied by your curiosity? Do you know what I mean? Or were you just so charged up that you were just sort of...
Both, but I was a little, I'd say a little more on the pre-curious thing, like, you know, because I...
You just didn't know what to expect.
I didn't know what to expect. And when she was standing there naked in front of me, I just said to her, I said, wow, I would never know. And you're beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
And, that's really did how it happened from the bottom of my heart. And, you know, you just can't... It told me a lot of things that you can't judge a book by its cover. Sometimes when you go in and read it, it's like, wow, you know, I shouldn't have thought that, or I shouldn't have. Because when I was landing and told you I was real nervous, I was getting real nervous and almost like, wow, what am I doing? And then I thought real quick, you know what? I did all this up till now. Whatever. If it doesn't work, I'm going to stay in a hotel and have an awesome time because this is my holiday. And I didn't need to do that anyways, but it just changed my mind thought, right?
So I'm guessing it worked out.
It worked out real well, yeah.
Okay. So, of course, you know, obviously you got together, you liked each other, and, you know, something was there and a relationship was born. But, of course, there are other issues that you, Stuart, would have.